This recording, Northern Ireland 2, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. Rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friend says, for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used it to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norse men considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods pass from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not a reflection, but refraction by the raindrops, which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increase. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. Okay, once upon a time, I went on the holiday from hell in Gran Canaria, which is off the coast of West Africa, and I went with my best friend from school and his family, and we stayed in these apartment complexes. On the first night, went down to the town, you know, first time away on holiday without my parents. My friend and I had our own apartment, so we're like free from their parents as well. Went down to town, had a great time. There was like people out in the streets offering, you know, come to our place, free tequila shot, come to our place, free peach snaps, you know. And it was just like so many lights and people and sound and atmosphere and noise. It was great. So we went, went out to like loads of bars, just got loads of free shots everywhere. And as the night wore on, you know, I got more and more happy and more legless. And it was just, yeah, it was an experience. It was, my friend was even worse. So I had to carry him around all the bars and stuff. But then on the way home, it was about 3 o'clock. I had a great night. And we're just dandering back to the hotel. And we could have taken one route, which went along the road, this windy road up the hill, to our hotel. But we chose, in our naive innocence, to go through the park in the middle of the town. The very dimly lit park in the middle of the town is a shortcut to get to our hotel. So we're walking along, my friend looks over his shoulder and he says, walk a bit faster, and turn around and see like this group of four guys walking behind us, like they're still a fair distance away. And I said, okay, I know. And my friend, he's pretty drunk at this point, so I'm like carrying him most of the way, you know. And then all of a sudden we hear this running from behind, and we look around, and this guy runs from the group of four and hits my friend in the back of the head and kicks him to the ground before my friend didn't have a chance, couldn't react in time. So then my friend was on the ground, and then the guy kicked him, came for me. I had more time to react, so I blocked him and I hit him back and then ran, you know, being the good friend that I am. And I hoped that my friend was up and running with me, but I looked back and nobody was still lying feebly in the ground. So he was, as I say, pretty drunk. And at this point, the other three people were around, and like they were swarming around my friend, and I thought from the distance that they were kicking him and stuff, but alertly they weren't, they were just standing over him, holding him down. And then the guy who I hit had run after me part of the way, and I ran back and said, leave him alone, leave him alone. And then the friend says, no, your money first, you know, in this horrible, sneezy Spanish accent. Yeah, so I tried to give him a few notes, and then he just grabbed the whole wallet, took all the notes out, dropped the wallet, ran off. And then he ran past my friend and hit the three guys standing over my friend, and then they ran off as well. And I went back to my friend, and like he was okay. He was just like had a just some bruises in the side where he fell over. Like, they didn't harm him at all, really. It's taken his money as well. So we stagger back to the hotel. And, it was horrible. So that was the first night we were there. And because the safe in our room was broken and it wasn't going to get fixed the next day, we had all our money on us. And we got all of it stolen. So we had to rely on the generosity of my friend's parents and on traveller checks, stuff like that. And it kind of spoiled the rest of the holiday.